Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show where we are breaking up with unhealthy hustle culture and redefining what it means to be productive. I'm your host and new productivity BFF, Jess Massey. Around here, we believe that productivity is so much more than just checking a million things off of a never-ending to-do list. I am obsessed with teaching you how to prioritize your mental health and the important relationships in your life while you pursue your goals. I'm here to help you ditch that feeling of constant overwhelm and cultivate an intentional life by getting your mindset right, getting clear on your vision, and creating a schedule that aligns with your actual priorities. If you want to learn how to live a peacefully productive life, then you're going to want to stick around. Let's get into today's episode. Hey, hey, Hustle Sanely Squad, and welcome back to the show. I am so excited that you are here and that you decided to push play on this episode. Also, I feel like my chair is extra squeaky right now. So if you can hear my chair squeaking, sorry, but I need somewhere to sit. You know what I mean? But anyways, a little disclaimer. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, this is kind of a weird episode to be your first one, to be honest. Most months have four Tuesdays, but a few times a year, a month has a fifth Tuesday. And when that happens, I like to have a little wild card moment here on the podcast. When a month has five Tuesdays, I try to do a more casual BFF style chatty episode. So today I am going to be sharing 10 products that are making my life better right now. And these products are all over the board, y'all. I have apps, clothing, food-related things. You'll see. In the show notes, I will have a link to a blog post where all these products are linked so you can find them if you want to check them out. But I'm ready to get right into it. So let's do it. Number one, lash extensions. Okay, so this is like kind of counts as a product, right? And I mean, it's more of a service, but I absolutely love my lash extensions. They make me feel put together without having to do my makeup, and I don't ever have to worry about mascara residue or like the black rings under my eyes, like flakes when it's hot outside. And going to get my lashes filled every 2 to 3 weeks, before I became a mom, I was like, oh, how annoying. Now it's like an hour of relaxation built into my schedule. Now, I got my lashes done for the first time before I was pregnant, had them for like 6 months, stopped getting them when I was like pretty pregnant. Like I think when I hit my third trimester, I was like, oh, I'm tired of doing this. I'm tired of going to the appointments, like not worth it. I don't want to do it. Took my lash extensions off and I missed them so much that I went and had them put back on when I was 39 weeks pregnant, which let me tell you, that was torture. Laying on my back for like 2 hours to get them put on when I was 39 weeks pregnant was not the move. But I have maintained my fills since having Everly, and it just is something that I absolutely love, and it makes my life better right now. I feel put together, and it's just like some me time built into my schedule. In the blog post that I mentioned earlier, I'm going to link where I go in Tampa to get mine done. I love it there. And what I get, it's called Natural Volume Lashes. And yeah, I'm obsessed. The place that I go, it's so nice and it's just a vibe in there. And like I said, it's just like built in me time. So that's number one. Number two, the second product that is making my life better right now, and I'm kind of cheating here because this is 1, 2, 3 things together, but they all go together. So it's not really cheating. You know what I mean? And that is my Kindle, the Libby app, and Kindle Unlimited. So the Kindle just, it makes it easy to read when I'm feeding Everly. I can't hold a book when I'm feeding Everly. Like I have tried, it doesn't work out. You know what I mean? The Kindle, especially with a pop socket on the back, if you know, you know. I can read when I'm feeding her. I can read with one hand. It's easy to read like in bed without having to turn the light on or like get out a book light or something. The Kindle is just so convenient. And when I have a book on my Kindle versus when I'm reading like an actual book, I just read so much more when I'm reading on the Kindle. So that is one thing that is making my life better right now. And it's also nice because the Kindle syncs up with my phone. so I can read on the go. So if I'm like, I don't know, if I get to the gym early, like for my class, and I don't have my Kindle with me, I can just open up the Kindle app on my phone and it syncs up with my actual Kindle. So I can just like pick up where I left off. So again, I'm reading more because it's just so convenient. And then the two like app things that I mentioned, Libby, it's an app to rent ebooks for free from your library. You just need a library card. It's amazing. So the only downside, there's two downsides really. Number one, if it's a popular book, you typically have to like wait in a queue to get it. So like a couple weeks before you actually get the book. And then the second thing that's kind of a bummer is that you only get the book for 2 weeks. So if you're a fast reader, that's great. But if you need more than 2 weeks to read a book, you have to like renew it. Sometimes you can't if somebody is like waiting on the book, blah, blah, blah. But I still love the Libby app because who doesn't love free ebooks? You know what I mean? And you're supporting your local library. Hello. And then Kindle Unlimited. I think it's like 10 bucks a month, I want to say. And it's like a library, like an Amazon library. You can download ebooks to your Kindle, but there isn't a time limit. So you can have the books for as long as you want. I think you can have, I want to say 10 books out at a time or something. I don't know for sure. Don't hold me on that. Like, go look on the website, like the Amazon website for Kindle Unlimited. But it is so freaking worth it. Actually, pause. I'm going to grab my Kindle right now and tell you what books I have in my Kindle Unlimited library, because I was very apprehensive to join Kindle Unlimited because I was like, it probably has lame books, like books that I would just never be interested in. But here are the books that I have right now from Kindle Unlimited checked out. Things We Hide from the Light by Lucy Score, By a Thread by Lucy Score, Magnolia Parks by Jessa Hastings, In a Jam by Kate Canterbury. I have The Fine Print by Lauren Asher, Zodiac Academy, The Awakening by Caroline Peckham and Suzanne Valenti. I don't know how to say that. Crave by Tracy Wolf, Ghosted by J.M. Darhauer. So those are some of the books that I have like checked out through my Kindle Unlimited account that are just sitting on my Kindle. Whenever I want to read them, I get to read them. So I absolutely love my Kindle, Kindle Unlimited, and Libby. Like I said, I know it's three things, but they all go together, so it counts as one. Number three, the third product that is making my life better right now, Vitality Biker Shorts. Vitality is the brand. The brand used to be called Balance, but I have been on the hunt for a biker short that I love. I was looking for one that was not too short, one that was compressive without making you feel like a busted can of biscuits. You know what I'm talking about, where you feel like it's just too tight. You can't breathe that well. You feel just like you're pouring out of the pants. Not the vibe. I wanted them to be super soft, and I wanted to be able to wear them to HIIT workouts and for weightlifting without them being like see-through. If I'm like jumping around, or like I didn't want them to be see-through when I'm squatting, or like roll when I'm like jumping around. You know what I mean? And these ones fit the bill. Again, the brand is Vitality, and I'll have the ones that I like best linked in that blog post that I talked about, but I have four pairs. I'm not kidding. They're kind of pricey, I'm not going to lie, but they are so worth it. I absolutely love them. I wear them to my workouts, and I honestly just wear them in day-to-day life because they're comfortable. They're cute. They're the biker shorts that you see me sharing on Instagram stories. Like if you see me wearing biker shorts in any of my stories, those are them for sure. Okay, number four, the fourth product that is making my life better right now is my Wally phone case. So again, you see this on my Instagram stories a lot too, especially if my phone, I'm like holding my phone in the mirror stories because you can see my phone case. So the Wally phone case, I am obsessed. I have three of them, I'm not gonna lie, because I've been waiting for this one pattern to come back in stock for so long since I found the brand. And the one that I have on now, and it's my favorite, is Chestnut Checks. It's like a cream and tan checkerboard. It's so cute. But what I love about these Wally cases, so I have tried loopy cases. I'm just not a loopy girl because I need my phone to be able to stand up so that I can watch videos. Like that's just a non-negotiable for me, to be honest. I like watching YouTube, so I need my phone to be able to prop up with a Wally case. So I used to have a pop socket because a pop socket allowed me to hold my phone and it propped my phone up. But a pop socket is so bulky. And when I started using hand sanitizer so much after having Everly, I don't know if it was like my hand sanitizer fingers like touching the pop socket, it kept falling off. And I never had this problem before, but I was just so tired of it. So I looked up a phone case that like was basically what a Wally case is. It has like a loopy thing that I can hold my phone so that my fingers can like reach across the screen. But the little loopy thing, it can also act as a kickstand. And I don't use this part, but it's called Wally because you can also use the phone as a wallet. There's like a little place to like put like an ID or a card. I'm too paranoid to do that. I'm afraid it'll fall out, but you can do that. And they're so freaking cute. And I drop my phone all the time. And it actually protects my phone. So absolutely love my Wally phone case. Number five, the fifth product that is making my life better right now, AirPod Max headphones. All right. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you might know the headphone saga that was happening in like March and April. I was on the hunt for some headphones that go like over top of your head and like on the outside of your ears because I have AirPods, the ones that go like in my ears. And when I wear them for more than like an hour, they just hurt. Like they start hurting my ears. Like I've tried different sizes. Like, I don't know. They're just not comfortable. I don't like the in-ear headphones for more than like an hour, aka more than like a workout. So I was in the market for like over-the-head headphones. I tried a couple out, went to Best Buy, tried them on. Found the ones that I wanted, but I couldn't find the color that I wanted anywhere. They were like a Sony brand one. I don't remember the, like the actual model, but I couldn't find the color anywhere that was selling the headphones because it was a limited edition color that came out in 2020, okay? So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be smart. I'm going to go on eBay, find the color of the headphones that I want and buy them. So I did that. Found them for really, really cheap. And I was like, wow, I wonder why these are so cheap. I was just being very naive, apparently. Bought them. They shipped from overseas. Got them in the mail like a month after I ordered them. They were fake, y'all. They were not Sony headphones. I don't even know what brand headphones they were. They were the cheapest things I've ever felt in my life. I actually just threw them in the trash can because I tried to like get my money back through eBay. It was this whole thing. I got scammed is what it comes down to. So I borrowed my friend's Beats and I borrowed my friend's AirPod Max headphones. And I loved the AirPod Maxes, but I didn't want to pay the price. They're an investment, not going to lie. So I was like, I just don't know. But then she told me she didn't want hers anymore. She wanted to sell them because she liked her Beats better. And I was like, girl, I will buy them from you because she gave me a good deal. So that is the headphone saga. I have the AirPod Max headphones and I do absolutely freaking love them. I have found that if I wear them for a long time when I have my glasses on, it was hurting. Like it was pushing my glasses into my head. But a little hack that's been working for me, if I take my glasses off, put the headphones on first, and then put my glasses on after the headphones are already on, that doesn't happen. And they stay comfortable for like a prolonged period of time. So I love them. I also got like these little white silicone covers to go over the silver like ear part because I didn't want silver. I wanted them to be like all white. And the silicone covers were like, I don't know, $9 or something on Amazon. So I'll link those in the blog post too because I feel like they just make the headphones look even cuter. Now that I've had these headphones for about a month at this point, I absolutely love them because I didn't expect this, but I really do feel like they make me more productive. Okay. And maybe that's just me in my own head, but like they have like a noise canceling feature, which was important to me in a headphone. And when I have them on, I feel like I am just zoned in to what I am doing on my computer because that's really only what I wear them for. I don't wear them to like work out or like go on a walk like a lot of people do. I just use them for work. But the sound is amazing. And I always have some like lo-fi stuff playing in like from Spotify. But I'm telling you, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's, like I said, I don't know if it's real, but I feel like having those over-the-ear headphones just like make me more productive. So anyways, absolutely love my AirPod Max headphones, and they are definitely making my life better right now. Okay, pause. Y'all, we are 2 days out from June, which means that over here in Hustle Stanley Land, we are in full-blown planner season prep mode. I am so freaking excited about the 2024 paper collection. Seriously, I am so proud of what we created this year, and I really think that y'all are going to flip out in the best way too. Every year, I always put up a poll on my Instagram stories asking for feedback on what you'd like to see for the next year's paper collection. And I took some feedback that we have been getting for a while now, like a couple years, and made some pretty big changes based on what a lot of you guys have been asking for. I want to talk about size first. So many of you expressed that you missed the size of our OG planner, like the very first paper planner that we put out in 2020. Well, we didn't go back quite that small, but we did make the planner smaller than they have been the last 2 years. After using the samples for a couple weeks now, I'm obsessed. And yes, I said planners, plural, because the second thing I want to tell you about, we are in fact dropping a daily planner, but it might not be what you think. It's actually an undated quarterly planner. So it has 3 months worth of undated pages in there. But the cool thing is it's got a quarterly planning spread, a monthly planning spread for each of the 3 months, a weekly spread for each week within the 3 months, and then a daily page for each day within the 3 month period. Now, we had a yearly daily planner a few years ago, I think 2022, I want to say. But it was just too thick. Like, it legit felt like a textbook. So this felt like a good compromise, doing like a 3 month daily planner. Plus, some people realistically don't use their planners every day, or they don't find our planners until like March or April, like they're new to Hustle Sanely. So this is a perfect option for like either of those things, right? You can start it whenever you want. The next thing I wanna tell you about our new 2024 collection, the planner covers. Okay, this is something else that is completely new for Hustle Sanely. The two planners that we are launching for 2024 have faux leather covers. Like, talk about leveling up. They look so elevated and so stunning. And I have been obsessed with seeing the samples sitting on my desk for the last couple of months. Plus, they don't get as dirty or dented, which is obviously a win. And then I have to share this with you. It's not about the planners, but it's about the journal format. I can't leave the beloved journal out of this conversation because it really is my personal favorite Hustle Sanely product. But as a new mom, I was finding it difficult to fill out 2 full guided pages plus the On My Heart page every day. I was finding myself skipping the evening page because it just felt daunting with being so tired at the end of the day, to be honest. So what we did is we combined the morning and evening prompts onto 1 page. And wow, talk about a game changer. I've been using the sample for a couple months and I freaking love it. So now the 2 headings are called prep for the day and reflect on the day instead of morning and evening. And the reflect on the day section has 3 quick questions that are straight to the point. So they don't take much time to fill out, but they still create intentional space for you to reflect on each day. So I kept the blank On My Heart page because I know a lot of us, myself included, use that for daily brain dumps or prayers. So yeah, I am just so excited about the 2024 collection. Like, can you even wait? I cannot. Anyway, all of this to say, if you have not joined the waitlist for the 2024 collection yet, get on it, because planners have sold out by January the last 4 years in a row. The first year we sold out in October. That was wild. But head on over to jessicamassey.com/2024 to sign up for the waitlist so that you're the first to know when you can get your hands on a 2024 planner and our other rad paper planning tools too. So like notepads and the journals and all that. I will have that link in the show notes for you so you don't forget to click it and get yourself on the waitlist so you can make sure that your 2024 is peacefully productive. All right, let's get back to the episode. Product number 6 that is making my life better right now is called Notion. So Notion is, and I got this from like they're from online. Like, I did not make this up. It's a freemium productivity and note-taking web application developed by Notion Labs, Inc. It offers organizational tools, including task management, project tracking, to-do lists, bookmarking, and more. Now, I use Notion to house all of my life lists. So I'm actually going to pull up my Notion right now and share it with you, like read you what I keep on here, just because we're the Hustle Sanely Squad and we love a concrete example. So I have two sections of my Notion, life and then work. So under my life list, I keep my vision and goals, my non-negotiable priorities for this season, my catch-all task lists, recurring tasks template. So like all of my recurring tasks for each week, each month, each quarter, and each year. And then I have a section called bookish. And under that, I keep a list of the books that I've read for the year and a list of my TBR. So like books that I want to read to be read. And then I have my home reset tasks listed. I have our monthly family traditions listed. And then that is all under my life. And then under work, I have a monthly content calendar, podcast, and under that I have a list of future guests that I want to bring on the show, episode ideas, and then I have my next list is called Instagram content ideas, then I have YouTube ideas, then I have future ideas brain dump, and then I have BFF membership, and under that I have future topic ideas, quarterly challenge ideas, and task list for that I have to do each month in the BFF membership. So it's just, like I said, a place where I keep track of all of my life lists. Now, I basically use Notion to replace the Notes app in my phone because it was just getting way too chaotic in there. I was using the Notes for like everything and I just had like hundreds of notes and I was like, oh my gosh, this is wild in here. I can't do this anymore. So I decided to move all of that stuff into Notion. And fun fact, I have been working on making my Notion templates sellable. So we will be adding a Notion template section to the shop on my website very soon. And I'm very excited about that. So keep your eyes open for that. But that is product number 6 that is making my life better right now. Notion. Like I said, I use it to house all my life lists. It replaced the Notes app for me. So that brings me to product number 7 that is making my life better right now. And it is the soothing, I do not know how to say this word. I never do. Spirulina face mask by Primally Pure. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. But this is a face mask that I do like once a week, usually when I take a book bath. And I love it. Love it so much. It really does just make my skin feel so soft. I'm obsessed with Primally Pure. All my skincare is from there. But I'm going to read the little like description of the face mask from their website. It says enzymes, minerals, found in raw local honey, spirulina, and sandalwood, lightly exfoliate, naturally nudge cell renewal, and significantly improve skin texture without compromising the skin barrier. This detoxifying and calming blend of active, gentle botanicals infuses skin with hydration and improves cellular structure of skin with antioxidants, amino acids, and anti-inflammatory compounds. Evening primrose oil, something, I don't know how to say this, clay, and something else. I don't know, y'all. I can't read all these ingredients, but all of these ingredients together offer synergistic benefits to noticeably decrease redness and relieve sensitivities such as eczema, psoriasis, and acne. I love how this face mask smells, and I love that it doesn't get hard on my skin. I can leave it on for like 20 minutes while I'm taking a book bath, and it doesn't get hard. I don't like face masks that get hard on my skin. I don't know. It's just like a texture thing. Grosses me out. Don't like it. This one is just so nice and my skin always feels so soft after I do it. So that is number 7. Number 8, the 8th product that is making my life better right now, strawberry vanilla Olipop. I am obsessed with this drink. If you follow me on Instagram, you have seen it on my Instagram stories, hands down. I get mine at Whole Foods. I like getting it at Whole Foods because it's the only place that I found where you can buy 4 packs of the same flavor. So I don't like all of the Olipops. I think some of the flavors are disgusting, but strawberry vanilla is so freaking good. So I buy it in 4-packs and I get mine, like I said, at Whole Foods. I love this drink because it has a good amount of fiber in it. It's a plant-based drink that is, it's either prebiotic or probiotic. I can't remember because I don't have it in front of me, but it's really good for your gut health. And it's just a fun evening drink or a midday pick-me-up that isn't caffeine. I usually end up drinking mine in the evening, especially if I'm taking a book bath and doing my face mask. I always have an Olipop with me, pour it in a little wine glass to make it a moment, and it is just so good. I crave it. People, my friends and my family who come over now, anytime they are over, they open the fridge and they like look for the strawberry vanilla Olipops because I am turning everybody onto them because they are so good. So if you've tried Olipop and you don't like the flavor that you tried, give this one a try, okay? Like, be open-minded. This flavor is it, I'm telling you. Okay, that brings me to number 9, the 9th product making my life better right now. It is the First Form app. So I am using the First Form app to track my macros, which if you don't know what that is, you can just Google it. I'm not going to get into it in this episode, but it's just like a way to track what you're eating to help you like hit fitness goals. I used to use MyFitnessPal to track my macros. I hate MyFitnessPal. Number one, I think it's very ugly. Number two, I can't scan labels anymore because I don't have the paid version. I have the free version. So I was just like, I hate that I can't scan food labels and it just pop up. So I like First Form because there is like, there's pictures of the food that you're tracking. So like in their database, if you scan in something like a food, a lot of them have pictures. And I don't know, I'm just a very visual person. So I like seeing like a picture of the package to be like, yep, that's the right thing. I also like that there is a total macro count for the day up at the top of the app. But I like that it breaks it down into what you've had and what you have left. So you're not having to like figure out the math. And I also like that they give you the macro count for each meal. And this is a given. I like being able to scan the food in with my camera, like take a picture of the food that I'm eating and it just like puts it in there. Like I don't have to like manually type anything in like I have to do on my MyFitnessPal now. So that's what I use the First Form app for, is to track my macros. But there's also workout plans in there, and you, when you sign up for the app too, you also can get paired up with a coach to help you with workouts and nutrition. Now, I am technically a certified personal trainer, so I'm very knowledgeable and well-versed in like nutrition and workouts. I'm very disciplined when it comes to nutrition and workouts, so I don't really need that accountability, so I don't use it. I have a coach in the app, but I don't like use the chat feature with her. But it's just really cool that when you sign up for the app, you get a coach if you need that help and that accountability. And like I said, you can do workout plans. I don't use their workout plans because I just write my own workouts, and I go to a group fitness gym on the other days, so they write my workouts. But they have home workout plans that you can follow and gym workout plans that you can follow. So it's really rad. I like that everything is all in that one app. So that is number 9. And then number 10, the 10th product making my life better right now. So these are habits more than products, but technically you need products to do the habits. So I'm counting it, and it's 2. I'm combining them because they just like go together in my head. So dry brushing and tongue scraping. So, okay, the benefits of tongue scraping. I used to do tongue scraping when I was a little kid, and then I just kind of stopped, and I just picked it up again a couple months ago. So the benefits, fresher breath, and it's honestly just really satisfying in a gross way. Like if you like watching videos of like pimples being popped, which I don't, it grosses me out, but like the tongue scraping, it kind of grosses me out too, but it's also very satisfying. I don't know, maybe I'm weird, but just try it. But it's just like you're scraping off all of like that white residue stuff on your tongue. The tongue scraper that I use, it's stainless steel, it's like made out of metal. I don't know, I really enjoy it. And I research too, like the reason that I started tongue scraping is, yes, like fresher breath, love that for me, but gut health. I've really been trying to take my gut health a little bit more seriously. And because your mouth is the starting point of your GI tract, gut health actually begins in the mouth. So the idea of tongue scraping is to clear the buildup of bacteria or toxins that can cause oral disease while preventing them from moving down your GI tract and damaging your gut health. So I do my tongue scraping in the morning after I brush my teeth and then in the evening after I brush my teeth. And I just really like it. And then dry brushing, I looked this up so I could share it with you guys. Dry brushing unclogs pores in the exfoliation process. It also helps detoxify your skin by increasing blood circulation and promoting lymph flow and drainage. Also, by unclogging pores, it's easier for the body to sweat and eliminate toxins in your system. I started dry brushing when I was pregnant. I dry brush my legs, my tummy, my chest. Like, I don't do my arms. I don't know why. I probably should since I'm doing everything else. But it's just something that I do. I do it right before I get in the shower. I have a little round dry brush. I'll have it linked in that blog post. And it's just really nice. Like, I just follow, and like, you can go on YouTube and like find a tutorial, because you're always supposed to like brush in circular motions toward the heart. So yeah, I just really like it. It gets my blood flowing. Supposedly, I don't know if this is true, y'all, but supposedly it helps with the appearance of cellulite. I don't know. But it's a little like self-care moment that I like to do before I get in the shower. So yeah, that is number 10, is tongue scraping and dry brushing. Again, these are habits, but you need a tongue scraper and a dry brush, which are products, in order to do the habits. So it counts. But anyway, that is what I've got for today's episode. 10 products that are making my life better right now. Next week, we will be back to the more educational style episodes here on the show. But I hope you enjoyed this little sprinkle of lifestyle today. I had fun with it. I love you so much. I will talk to you next week, and I hope you have the best day ever. I so appreciate you tuning into today's show. I hope that it blessed you right where you're at. If you did enjoy it, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on your Instagram story along with your biggest takeaway. Make sure you tag me at Jess M. Massey so I can see it and share it on my story too. Your feedback is such an encouragement to me, and it helps the show more than you will ever know. If you want more Hustle Sanely in your life, head on over to jessicamassey.com. It's actually my favorite place to hang out online. I'll meet you right back here next week. And until then, keep hustling sanely.